Welcome to the developer kickoff session, take two. I'm glad to see that all you guys think this is the second most important kickoff session. That's fantastic. My name's Andrew Coates. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and I have been for, I guess, a bit over 13 years now. My job in the next half an hour or so is to help you understand what's going on for developers. And I hope that... is there anyone in the room here who's not a developer? Excellent. I'm hoping to convert you guys by the end of this session. If you can find out who those people are and just make sure they don't leave until I count in binary, and perhaps that'd be good. The idea with this session is to help you think about how you're going to approach Ignite, because for who is this the first Ignite? Their first Ignite? Yeah, quite a large number. Who's been to Ignite or TechEd twice or more? Four times or more? Six times or more? Eight times or more? 10 times or more? All right, 12 times or more? 15 times or more? All right. I actually counted the other day. In fact, for the last Ignite we did, this is my 23rd Ignite or TechEd. Not all of them in Australia, obviously, but I do have my original 1992 TechEd bag from Sydney. That was when the bag wasn't quite as snazzy as it is today. It was, but you know, it was made in 1992, so it was probably made to last. It was a shopping bag, yes, but it was one of those shopping bags made of aluminium. So, what is a kickoff session? This is really all about helping you guys get the most out of Ignite. And although we could have done a bunch of this stuff, and we did do some of it in the main keynote, not everyone in the main keynote writes their bulleted lists starting with zero. Yeah, lots of them start with one, so they're not developers. Right? Zero-based list is the way to go. And so we want to have a chat to you guys about the developer things that are going on at Ignite. Now, in particular, I'm going to talk about the stuff in what we're calling the .NET track, although it's not really just .NET, it's lots of other things as well. But I am going to call out the fact that there are lots of things going on for developers that are not just in that track. And in fact, as you probably noticed, there are about 10 tracks at Ignite and only 4 kickoff sessions, because they're sort of kind of the 4 main themes. Now, our kickoff session is really all about 4 things. First thing is, how do we navigate Ignite? And thinking about what the sort of things you can do to maximise your time here. The second thing I want to talk about is making connections. And we'll talk about that, as I say, a bit later on. But making sure that when you leave here, you don't just leave here with knowledge. You leave here with the ability to acquire more knowledge and discuss things with people. The third thing is, how to make sure you connect with the speakers. And the speakers are a great resource we'll talk about as we go through. And the final thing I want to talk about is some of the highlights for me at Ignite as a developer, and some of the things I want to make sure you guys have seen or at least know about and are thinking about, depending on what sort of developer you are. Who here is a cross-platform developer? Yeah. What about a front-end developer? Not so many of those. How about back-end services developer? Yeah. Okay, all right. So there's something here for everyone. Who here is of a DevOps-y kind of person? Yeah, agile developer. Yes, there he is, Simon Lamb. We'll talk about you in a bit. I've got you pegged. All right. So let's talk first about navigating Ignite. How do we get around? There are, as you probably heard in the keynote, over 160 sessions. I think it's over 180 sessions at Ignite. There's no possible way you can go to all of them. In fact, there's not even a possible way you can go to all of the sessions just in this track. And that's a fact. It's a fairly basic mathematical principle. I think it's based on a thing called the letterbox principle, or the pigeonhole principle, where you know you fill up your time slots, and once they're all full, you've still got more things to put in, so you can't. You've got to double up. So there are some good solutions to that. One is that every single one of the sessions is being recorded, and you can watch it post. In fact, it's not a bad thing to do, even if the sessions you've been to go back and review them that way. But it does mean that you've got an opportunity to say, you know what, I can make a decision to go to this session over this session, or I can even make a decision not to go to a session in a particular time slot at all, because there are other things I want to do. There are lots of other things to do at Ignite. Yeah, lots and lots of other things. Of course, with the keynote and the lock note, we'll talk about Donna's session later on. Of course, Scott Guthrie just did the keynote, and the keynote helps us set the scene for Ignite. We're talking lots about, obviously, about cloud. There's lots of that sort of thing going on. But and at the end, we'll talk about the Windows Insider program and Windows, why that's important to us. So those are good things to go to sort of see where Microsoft is, how Microsoft is thinking. Definitely worthwhile. Another great way to work out how Microsoft and others in the space are thinking is to go down to the showcase. We've got a bunch of partners down there exhibiting stuff. We've got quite a large Microsoft stand. Dr. Neil Rudin, who I'll talk about in a minute. Can you stand up, Neil? Neil is doing some sessions on the Surface Hub and Dial and a few other things. We'll talk about conversations on the platform later on as well. But down on the expo hall floor, there's an opportunity to play with some of that natural user interface, interaction with machines, with inking and other interaction capabilities. So definitely worth checking that out. We've got some amazing hands-on labs. And in fact, I would strongly encourage you to prioritise hands-on labs over sessions in a lot of cases, because it's a really great opportunity to sit down and work through. Now, if you're the sort of person like me who likes learning by doing, then the hands-on labs are a great guided way of doing that. It's all very well listening to, you know, some really excellent people talk about very cool things, but, you know, the studies show that I think the statistics say that you retain about 10% of that. I also say about 80% of statistics made up. But you retain about 10% of those. But with doing stuff, you retain a whole lot more. I can make up another number if you like for how much you retain if you're doing it, but it's more, bigger. That's the approximate number. So doing stuff with hands-on labs makes a bunch of sense. And in fact, one of the things that I've found particularly effective is doing hands-on labs on the content I've just seen or I'm just about to see. And so if I'm going to go to, I don't know, a conversation, a platform session, as I might easily do, it might be a great idea for me to go and start building some bot stuff in a hands-on lab. And having a think about how I would approach things and crystallising some of the questions I might have in my head that I can ask then in the session or have answered in the session, you know, perhaps even without asking. So hands-on labs are a great way of doing things. Who here has got a Microsoft certification? Well, that's impressive. It's not usually as high as that. It's well done. We've got the certification labs here. You can go and do practice exams. You can study with some of the RMCTs, and then you can take the exams here as well. Definitely worthwhile if you're thinking about doing a cert next little while, doing one of the exams, because apart from anything else, you can get a pilot's license to go and fly the drones on Thursday night, which sounds pretty cool. I'm a bit jealous that I didn't get a chance to do that. They told us that even if I passed the certification, they weren't going to give me one. So, yeah, what can I tell you? Which kind of brings me on to this thing called parties. Now, of course, I'm not supposed to call them parties, and I'll probably get in a lot of trouble for having the word party there, because it's not a party, it's a networking reception. It's a serious business case networking reception. Otherwise, you know, it'd be a junket, we couldn't have that. So, but both the receptions, both tonight and Thursday night, are really worthwhile. They're an opportunity for you to let your hair down a bit, but also to connect with some of the people in your peer group in lots of ways. And we'll talk a bit about connecting in a moment. I'd also strongly encourage you to have a look at this thing we're calling the Hack Track. We started it last year. The idea is that it's a bunch of sessions that are not technical at all. They're designed to help you with other skills, presentation skills, funding a startup, getting the most out of, I don't know, your motorcycle. There's a whole bunch of different things. I'm not sure the motorcycle one's on this year, but, you know, whatever. There are lots of great sessions in the Hack Track that are just worth considering as something you might find a useful way of spending some time, and it might not be something you would have otherwise engaged with. And so we've got some very good speakers doing some Hack Track sessions. And, of course, Channel 9 are here as well today and tomorrow, both broadcasting what's going on in Arena 2 in real time, live streaming that, and also doing a bunch of interviews. So the live show goes from... It goes till about 5:30 this afternoon. It goes way through to sort of 8 o'clock tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we'll be streaming from, as I say, from Arena 2, and then in between we'll be running interviews with people, pardon me, through the day. So if you see something that looks like a TV studio out in the foyer area, that's Channel 9. Channel 9 being Channel 9 from Redmond, not Channel 9 from Gore Hill or wherever they live, in Willoughby in Sydney or wherever they live elsewhere. But that's what's going on at Ignite. Strongly encourage you to make use of all of the modalities that are available to you at Ignite. Because if you only go to the sessions, you're missing out on a bunch of things. And remember, in lots of ways, the sessions are the things that are most reproducible, most replaceable, most reviewable later, because they're the ones that are getting recorded and put up on Channel 9. Of course, in our, what we're calling the dev track or the .NET track, we've got a bunch of different things as well. So I want to talk about, we're talking about navigating Ignite in general. I want to talk about navigating the developer experience as well. We've got things about Visual Studio. We'll talk about some of those a bit later on. We've got DevOps, and we've got Simon Lamb, who's a passionate DevOps man, sitting up there with his C# Xamarin shirt on. So that's awesome. We've got ASP.NET and .NET Core. Lots of great stuff from there, from some really great people. We've got Xamarin Dev from some of the best Xamarin devs in Australia. And we've got Windows Dev around all sorts of different Windows development. So we're definitely worth checking those things out. So if whichever one or more of those takes your fancy, there's kind of a route you can navigate through the Ignite to see stuff. Now, of course, it's not just about the .NET and Dev track. There are other tracks with developer content in them as well. So the Cloud track has some developer content. The Productivity track has developer content. The Open Source track has developer content. The Windows track has Windows development content in it. And, of course, while the Hack track doesn't have developer content, it has some great tips for developers. And so do keep an eye out on it. My approach when I go to an event like this is I oversubscribe. I fill my schedule up with everything I would love to see if I could, which means I'm usually double booked, triple booked, quadruple booked in any one time slot. That's fine. I'll make a decision at the time as to which one I'll go to, and I'll have a record then of the things that I wanted to make sure I went and caught up with. But I'm also very much aware that it's worth being flexible and saying, well, I'm not going to go to any of those because I've got a better opportunity, I found a better thing to do right now, whether that's a hands-on lab or whether it's going to have a coffee with someone who I've met who I think is interesting and useful to know, or even just have fun. So definitely do that. Think about when you're building your session schedule about overcommitting in the scheduler, and you'll get a lot out of it. So the next thing I want to talk about is connecting. And Vaughan mentioned this in the keynote. There are a bunch of people here who are also geeks. And that's kind of a nice thing in some ways, because we've got a bunch of like-minded people we're in the middle of, which is great. In fact, I'm going to do a little exercise. I'm going to raise the awkwardness level in the room by about, I don't know, factor of 7. What I'd like you to do is just turn to the person next to you, turn to someone you have not met before, introduce yourself and say g'day. Because these are the people you're going to be spending the next 3 or 4 days with. It's very likely you're going to see each other in sessions. Just take a few minutes. Who's doing this at the moment? I know Lewis Benj is. It's interesting, isn't it? It may not be apparent readily to you, but I'm very much an introvert. I generate most of my energy from within, and talking with other people is one of those things that I feel like I have to do from time to time, especially in my role. But it's one of those things that I could spend time not doing if I needed to. So I understand, I really appreciate that lots of you are probably also in that boat, and I appreciate you ratcheting up the awkwardness level to some degree to do that. My strong encouragement is that you continue this connection that you've just made in the corridors and in sessions just by a nod. You don't have to say anything to each other, I mean, we've probably gone that far already. But just by a nod, just acknowledging, and then if you do find someone with whom you connect, go and have a coffee. Find some time to spend some time at the receptions or for breakfast or whatever it happens to be. Sit together at lunch. Just have a chat about some common interests. It's amazing how many people you'll connect with, because you've already gone 3/4 of the way. You already speak the same language in lots of cases. You're already here at this event, and it's a great opportunity to make those connections. And some of my longest-term friends and have been people I've met at conferences, because we've managed to find some common ground, and then that's kind of blossomed, and we've helped each other in a lot of different ways, both socially and professionally. So definitely do that. Connect with people around you. It's a great opportunity to do so. There are also a lot of technology and product experts around the place. So we'll get to the speakers in a minute, but even without the speakers, we've got MVPs, we've got RDs, we've got both of, you know, all of whom are probably speakers to some extent as well. We've got Microsoft people from Redmond and also from the local teams who are deep experts in the fields that we're covering. And so take the time to identify those people. Say g'day to them. Get their contact details. And stalk them mercilessly until you get your questions answered. Yeah, it's definitely worth doing. Some of the time you'll be told in no uncertain terms where to go. That's very unusual, though. Most of the time your question will be courteously and completely answered, or at least deflected to the next appropriate person. In the sessions themselves, as I say, you'll be sitting next to people you know, but also go and find the other people who are experts on the showcase floor. We've got a bunch of people from our partners, Telstra and AvPoint are here, of course, but also a bunch of other partners who are doing some awesome work and have been using our technologies and products in really deep and detailed ways, and they will be able to share that knowledge. That's what they're here to do. They also probably want to sell you something, but, you know, that's okay. That's probably why they paid their money. And you don't have to buy. You can just get the money. You can just get their knowledge. That's all good. And so on the showcase floor is a great place to do that. Yeah. We'll talk a bit about that when we get to the next piece as well, which is where the speakers themselves are. Now, the speakers are... Some of the speakers we've got are undoubtedly world experts. And you know... people like Greg Lowe and Neil Rudin, some of our RDs, Troy Hunt, are world-renowned and world-sought-after in terms of their expertise. Yeah, so that is a very useful thing to do. And all the rest of them, although they might not be sought-after around the world, are certainly sought-after around Australia and around the region as people who are highly and deeply knowledgeable in their space. So please do take advantage of their expertise. Ask them questions. Get their details. Find out where they live. Sit under their window with a boombox. Oh, whatever it happens, it's Valentine's Day, right? Whatever you need to do. It's a thing. So find them after the session, straight after the session. Ask them questions during sessions. Find them straight after their session and ask them your questions. Find them in the speaker lounge. We've got a specific area in the showcase floor where the speakers are going to hang out. They don't necessarily all know that yet, though, but if they're not there, we'll find them, we'll track them down, and we'll drag them back, probably with a lasso. They will, if you can't find the speaker you want, then find someone either on the info stand or someone with a yellow lanyard, which means they're a Microsoft person. By the way, if you're looking for what these lanyards mean, yellow is Microsoft, orange is other delegate, red is media. I think that's all we've got so far this year, but that's what those things mean. If you find someone with a yellow lanyard and say, I'd like to find this speaker, they will probably be able to point you at someone who can find them. Yeah? So if you've got a specific question for a specific speaker, take advantage of this week. Because that's what we do. Did I do that already? That's what I meant to do, in the speaker lounge. So find them in the speaker lounge. The next thing I want to talk about was some highlights. So today, we obviously had Scott Guthrie Unplugged that's going on at the moment. Even his speak started at 2 o'clock, so you're obviously not in that. I hope that was a good session. But obviously this is a better place to be, so I'm glad you're here. This afternoon after that, we've got Jordan Knight talking about ASP.NET Core. Jordan has been living and breathing this stuff for some time now, doing some detailed work with the product teams around this really cool technology. So Dev, if you're an ASP.NET Core person and want to know about that, check that out. Dr. Neil Rudin, again, you can stand up again, Neil, so people can see your face. It's hard to miss Neil. He's got the great ponytail and excellent beard. And also a little bit of knowledge about some things around Conversations of the Platform and other newy things. Part one of a two-part series, definitely worth checking out. Conversations of the Platform. I think you may have gathered that we think conversations is an important interaction thing as a company. And Neil's been doing some detailed work with the product teams as well, and is one of those world experts that I'm talking about who is building not only stuff for Microsoft, but not only stuff samples that Microsoft use, but also interacting deep in a close and detailed way with the product teams about building the platform itself. So if you want an expert, look no further. Of course, the opening reception is on tonight as well. Make sure you go to that. But there's a bunch of other stuff that's not in the developer track that are also interesting developer things. I think Amar Fawad is doing a session on enterprise bots today. And it happens to be classified in the productivity track, but if you're interested in that kind of thing, then definitely go on and see that. Troy Hunt is talking about large scale websites with Azure. How he runs Have I been pwned on I think the last number I heard was sort of like $40 or $50 a month for a million plus verified users. That's a staggering sort of level of economy that he can get out of running his very high scale, very high end website on Azure. So he talks about that a fair bit. And then Dave Barella, who's been doing a lot of work on this, one of my colleagues, is doing a Blockchain 101 session. So if you're interested in blockchain, this is a great way to sort of kick things off, understanding what it's all about, how it might work, the sort of situations you might use it in. So look, those are the things I think are highlights from today. Tomorrow, there's so much that I've really only picked the stuff out of our track, except for one. No, in fact, this is the only stuff from our track. Tomorrow, the next day, I'll pick one out that's not out of our track. Adam Kogan is doing What's New in Visual Studio 2017. You saw it briefly in the keynote with Scott. He had Visual Studio 2017 up. Adam's going to go into a bunch of detail about some of the new features, which is great. Lewis Benge, please stand up, Lewis. Lewis Benge is going to talk about PCL profiles and .NET Standard. I'm really looking forward to that session because portable class libraries are one of those very cool things that I think are so important to us as developers, because we want to be we want our code to be as broadly available as possible, and PCLs make that really interesting and easy. But .NET Standard is also something that you really want to be thinking pretty hard about. Dipanyan Ghosh is talking about EF Core. So those are the sort of things I've got in the Visual Studio /.NET/ framework piece. If you're doing anything around cross-platform, we had a few cross-platform devs, then I think this next section is really interesting and exciting, because Michael Ridland is one of our top Xamarin developers in Australia. He's doing two sessions, one on what's new in Xamarin Forms and the next one on how to get more out of performance out of Xamarin Forms. And then Kim Philpotts is not here, he was in the previous session, and Glenn Stevens, both Xamarin University instructors, are speaking about 10 things that every Xamarin developer should know. So definitely worth checking that out too. If you're more of a DevOps person, then one of our VSTS MVPs, our DevOps Rangers, Anthony Borton, is talking about package management and enlightenment, something like that, which I think go hand in hand as a general rule. Everyone feels enlightened when they've got those end of package management going. And then Daniel Fiduccio, I think that's how you pronounce his name, from GitHub, is talking about continuous improvement, continuous integration, continuous deployment with GitHub. Definitely worth having that. Greg Lowe, who is one of the speakers I would go and watch do anything, doesn't matter what he was talking about, is talking about using Azure Database as your back-end, SQL Database as your back-end. And then Neil's doing his second part of his conversation as a platform piece. In addition to that, by the way, Neil's doing sessions on the showcase floor on Dial and Surface Studio and developing for those new interaction pieces. So, and Surface Hub as well, thank you, yes. So if you're interested in any of that, how do I take advantage of some of these new hardware and input paradigms, then Neil's doing some great stuff on that. When are you doing those, Neil? That's sort of throughout the rest of the conference. Is that how that works? Yep. Oh, innovation track. Okay, so part of the innovation track, Dial in the Studio, and then the hub through in the expo hall through, one a day for the next few days. Awesome. And I think you came up with a car full of gear. Yeah, that's all. I'm not sure if you had. Did you fit the 84-inch hub in your car? No. Okay. There is one on the expo hall floor, though. That's a lovely device. Day three on Thursday, of course. Nick Randolph, can you stand up, please, Nick? Many of you all know Nick as one of our top cross-platform devs, but also a Windows dev and a XAML expert. In fact, if you want anyone to talk about Blend, talk to Nick. If you want anyone to shut up about Blend, don't ever talk to Nick. He will not. I love listening to Nick talk about Blend. It's a very cool thing. And Alec Tucker, is Alec in the room? No, he's talking about background services in iOS, UWP, and Android with Xamarin. Again, a key thing. Interestingly, this is one of our 400 level sessions. We have sessions rated 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level. Has anyone not heard of that terminology before? A few? Okay, so 100 level is basically brochureware. Look, we have a thing. We don't do very many of those at TechEd or Ignite, okay, because most people know we have a thing. Some people are interested in what the thing is, but most people know we have one. There are a couple of 100 level sessions here at Ignite this year. One of them is an explanation of how the Windows Insider program works that Bill Karagounis is doing, which I think is going to be really interesting, but it's not at all technical, and so we kind of classify it as a 100 level. 200 level, you'll probably see some code. It might even be coloured. It's probably on a slide. But it is explaining what's going on with some code. 300 level, we've actually got an IDE out. It's probably Visual Studio or Visual Studio Code, but it could be anything else. It could be a PowerShell editor, whatever. 400 level, you're expecting to see the debugger or Fiddler or something, where you're going down to the guts of it. So 100 level brochureware, 400 level debugger, and sort of everything else in between. The 400 level ones are designed to for you to come out of shattered, having to piece yourself back together and trying to work out what you've just seen. And they're often the ones you want to watch again and again because you'll learn more and more each time you see them. I hope they haven't put any pressure on Alec there, but you know, that's the that's the plan with that one. Alec's also doing a really interesting session on Project Centennial, which is the bridge framework we've got. So you can take your Windows 32 application. Has anyone ever written a Windows 32 application? WPF, WinForms, MFC, yeah. So you can make that UWP-able now with the Centennial bridge, which allows you to run that and put it in the Windows Store, update it, and take advantage of all the UWP APIs around things like Store, notifications, and a bunch of other things. So Alec's doing a great session on that on Thursday. So if you have existing Win32 applications that you want to be able to take advantage of some of the new stuff in Windows, then definitely go along to that Centennial session. Mitch Denny, who used to be here in Australia, lots of people know Mitch, is back from Redmond just for this conference to talk about building a continuous delivery pipeline for ASP.NET Core. Mitch is on that product team now. And then Adam Kogan and Daniel Malik are talking about migrating from TFS to the cloud, so taking your stuff that's on-premises and putting it into the Theme Foundation services in the cloud. In the services piece, we've got the first of three Azure Active Directory sessions by Simon Lamb, my new colleague. Stand up, Simon. By the way, everyone should just give Simon a bit of a round of applause. Just got the job as a new technical evangelist. Well done, sir. Simon's been doing Azure AD stuff for some time in his previous role, and is going to do an introductory session on Thursday. Later on in that day, Chris Padgett is doing a session on building consumer apps with Azure Active Directory B2C, which again is definitely worthwhile. It's not officially in this track, it's in the cloud track, but you know, definitely worth going along to it. And then on Friday, I'll just duck into that services area again, Simon and Chris are joining forces to do a deep dive into Azure B2C. Well, I expect you'll be in Fiddler and stuff, showing people what's going on with tokens and things. Need to track cooperation. I love it. That's very good. Okay, all the cloud people are going to sit on this side of the room. All the .NET people are going to sit on this side of the room and going to throw things at each other. Is that how you're cooperating? Excellent. But those three sessions, I'm really excited about because the authentication piece is something, and the directory piece is something that we as developers need to understand really quite deeply, because we need to use it a lot. No matter what we do, unless we're doing some very generic open application that anybody can use without authentication, we're going to need to have some sort of auth. And lots of our customers have already got some sort of auth with Facebook or with Google or with Twitter or with whatever it happens to be. So being able to put our own directory behind that authentication front end, which is what B2C is all about, is really quite exciting. And so that session that Simon and Chris are doing, or those sessions that Simon and Chris are doing, are a great sort of gradated way of doing that, learning about that process. So I'll check those out. Of course, Anthony Borton's back again doing project management. Richard Banks, can you stand up, Richard? Richard's mainly doing architecture track things, is that right? I think you've got it, yeah, but you've got two architecture, but here he's also doing a .NET track session. Really not about .NET or even .dev, it's all about technical debt prevention. And again, it's one of those sessions that I'm not sure you're going to be opening Visual Studio, are you? Probably not.
I'm just going to slap people around for a while.
Yeah, and that's something that Richard does really well. But it's one of those things that as developers, it's definitely worth us thinking and talking about. How do we manage this thing called technical debt? What even is this thing called technical debt? So I'm really looking forward to that one too. And of course, Greg Lowe, as I said, is going to be talking again, this time about what's new in SQL Server 2016 for developers, because as we know, every application wants to be a database application when it grows up. So that's the session highlights, and of course, the closing keynote from Donna Sarka. Is that how you pronounce her surname? It might be, anyway. Closing keynote from Donna, who runs the Windows Insider program, and is a bit of a rock star in terms of presentation and has some really interesting insights into what goes on with the Insider program and the sort of things that we learn from that interaction. So we talked about navigating, we talked about connecting, we had that awkward moment where I made you all talk to each other. But please do continue that as we go through the week. I think it's definitely worthwhile. Just a nod in the corridor, as I say, will do. Sit down with someone and acknowledge their presence while you're having lunch. Ask people what they thought of that session even, as you see them. Please take advantage of the speakers we have, and I talked a bit about the highlights of Tekkit itself, of Ignite itself. That, oh, I knew I was going to do that. I left it at the last one. But thank you so much for coming along to spending your time with me around the kickoff session. I hope you have a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you on the showcase floor or in the at Channel 9 or at the various receptions around the place and, of course, at sessions. Thanks very much. Are there any questions? That's a fine question, Neil. Perhaps you should go and talk to Sammy about that and we'll get it fixed. Neil is doing brochure. No. He would never be brochure with Neil. Any others? All right, folks. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the time.